At Christmas time, we may sing, "Away in a manger, no crib for a bed." While the phrase may be true, the picture we have in our minds, or the vision depicted in a nativity scene, may be different than the real thing. We head to that real manger on this edition of The American Countryside.
Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. Collectibles, books, educational materials, and more. Dedicated to farmers and farm life, all at shopfarmjournal.com. Visit shopfarmjournal.com for great gift ideas like books from American Countryside's Andrew McRae, Machinery Pete, and more. Beautiful farm scene artistic prints. Subscribe to popular farm magazines, Corn College TV DVD sets, the popular I Farm Like a Girl t-shirts. Find all this and more at below retail prices at shopfarmjournal.com. This month's special, a stunning collection of colorful dairy cow illustrations in the 2016 Dairy Today calendar. Only $14.95, a wonderful addition to any home for only $14.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com. Plus tax and shipping where applicable.
Jesus was born in a manger, but that term takes on new meaning when you see the site in Bethlehem.
You go into the stable. You go into a cave, basically.
Anna Yark often leads visitors into the church in the Nativity, and as she explains, down into a cave, which marks the spot of that manger.
This doesn't mean that people were living in caves. It just means that up to this day, by the way, if you would go into the countryside surrounding Bethlehem, you will still see that they're using caves as part of the houses built on top of it, in front of it, or next to it. The caves are natural, nice shelter for the animals.
Caves provided shelter and coolness in the summer, warmth in the winter.
Bethlehem actually sits high up on the mountains. Bethlehem is nearly 2,700 feet above sea level. So indeed, it gets very cold in winter. When we remember the story of Christmas, when we remember that it's cold, that it's snowy, we get these temperatures in Bethlehem. It's not something which comes out of a fairy tale. It's real.
And the church marking this important place is one of the oldest Christian churches you will find in the world.
The actual original church, which we call the Church of Nativity, is built in the year 516 under Emperor Justinian. And that's the only church in the whole Holy Land which has not been destroyed during the Persian invasion in 614.
The story of Christmas at the Church of the Nativity at Manger Square continues next time as we travel the countryside in Bethlehem and the Palestinian-controlled West Bank. I'm Andrew McRae.